Hello, 大家好，我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer.
Hey guys, it's Adam.
Oh my god, all three of us are back together once again.
The trio is back.
The three musketeers.
All for one.
三个火枪手嘛、The three musketeers. 就特别开心，因为就是我们现在开言的主播大家基本上都在温哥华、除了 Spencer
除了我、
对，除了 Spencer 和 Mike， 然后最近 Spencer 来温哥华了、
Yeah, I am here and loving it. It's very nice to be here, guys.
对，不过你这次就是来出差是吧、Here for 2 weeks、And we make you work every single day.
That's right, working me to the bone. But you know, it's okay, because I love you guys.
好，那今天我们要跟大家讲的这个主题呢非常的有意思。 We're going to talk about different English accents.
Ooh, I love this topic. Don't you, Adam?
Certainly do, eh?
What kind of accent is that there?
Oh, that's the local accent.
The local accent, eh? It's the Canadian accent, you say?
Well, that's the thing. I say local. It's not really a Vancouver accent, because Vancouver's a big city with lots and lots of people from many different places.
This is true.
But if you go to my hometown, eh? Oh, everyone's going to talk like this, don't
you
know?
Oh, don't you know?
就听起来比较土的加拿大口音是吗？
是土吗？
I think it's very nice accent. Thank
you
very
know,
much.
I don't like to think of myself as too.
Me neither.
不是，我觉得这英语口音这个真的是 it's such a fascinating, it's a huge topic. 然后呢，我们准备的时候就说，哎，我们应该用两集的节目来跟大家说，因为就光说美国好了，就有很特色的口音。然后呢，加拿大也有自己非常有特色的口音。然后就更别说英国口音、澳洲口音、南非口音各种各样。
哎呦，哇，太多了。
So you guys are in for a treat. 今天我们两位，因为我发现 Adam 和 Spencer 都很会模仿口音，所以好好的来听他们跟我们模仿一下不同的英语口音，然后给大家一些 tips 啊，就是你怎么来辨别这些口音。 Okay, let's waste no time. Spencer, 美国的 accent 我们先来说，就是最 standard 就最标准的。
Why? That would be my accent, of course, Jenny.
You mean yours, like personal?
Yeah, of course. 最标准的就是我的。
不是不是，我是真的问你，因为你让我们中文说普通话，大家会觉得可能偏北方一点的，北京什么是比较标准的。
Well, I kind of think in America, like 最标准的就是 you know, kind of like mid-Atlantic, East Coast.
Really, because I think California.
California
is where all the movies are made, all the TV shows are made. So.
Yeah, but their accent, I mean, depending, I mean, some people in California have a bit of a 比较重的口音, like a you know, more thick accent. But a lot of people in California sound a lot like the people on the East Coast, too. So kind of depends, you know, really. It's a little difficult.
我们这个主播基本上大家口音是很 neutral. 那我说 neutral 就是没有很重的什么地域的色彩是吧？
所以啊，我再说一遍，我的口音就是最标准的。
It is to laugh.
我也不知道怎么接你们这话。好了，那我们先从美国口音说起好。美国我就觉得一南一北都很有特色，比如南方口音。前几天那开言 Light 我们新的会员课程你就讲过。
Yeah, and the southern accent. There's actually some different southern accents, but kind of generally, you know, you gotta kind of talk like a cowboy. I like the thing. That's more of like a Texas accent, maybe.
Yeah, the whole point about the southern accent is it has a drawl. Yeah. All of the vowels are long.
The longer.
Much longer.
这个叫什么? The drawl.
Drawl.
The drawl. To kind of drawl it out.
You draw the vowels out.
Oh, 就是把元音要拖得很长
时间。I do declare.
Yeah.That's kind of like that Southern Belle accent.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
没有，我想到 Southern accent 就想到那个经典的电影 Forrest Gump. 阿甘正传，他是南方人嘛，是吧？
Yeah, Mississippi 州的。
Jenny. No, it's Alabama.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was Alabama.
Greenbow, Alabama.
Yeah, sorry, you're right. It was Alabama.
Okay, so, 这个Southern accent 最有特色的就是 the draw, 就是把元音的 vowels 搞得很长。
Yeah.
好像除了是 draw, 还有一个什么 the southern twang?
The twang?
Twang.
Kind of. We talk like this in the
yeah, South. I think that's more to do with the music, right? Mm. Country music.
You're using your nose.
Mm. That was good. It's like I was in Alabama there.
好的，那说完南方口音，看一下美国的北方口音。我觉得最有特色的就是波士顿口音。波士顿的。
So like saying things like park in the car, in the car park.
Wicked smart.
Wicked smart. Going to the party.
所以是不是它特色就是 all the AR sound, you don't pronounce the R?
Any R, right?
Oh,
like
any R.
Water.
Water, yeah.
Give me some water.
Yeah, water.
In the river. There's water in the river by the car park.
Adam, you were so smart.
Wicked smart.
Wicked smart.
Smart. 那不是，如果你到波士顿，究竟有多少人是会像这样讲话的？ Or it's more
应该是越来越少吧，但是还是有的。
Well, it's the same as anywhere. You go to the place, people are going to speak that way. If you meet a guy from Boston in like London or Beijing, he's obviously not going to talk like this. Which way to Tiananmen Square?
这倒是，就是。 基本上好像出了他那个范围以后 kind of tone down their accent 是吧 我们可以说 tone it down a bit
Well you could kind of lose your accent over time too I think
For sure 对就以前我在新加坡留学的时候 I could do Singlish But now I don't
Singlish
Yeah I kind of lost it 像我叫 Jenny 新加坡人可能就会说 Jenny
Oh Jenny
I used to get Adam
Adam Spencer You know like But I can't really do it 然后我以前在澳大利亚读大学 这个我们下期节目讲 澳洲口音也很有特色
好好好
Water Noise
Noise
Good eye mine
Sweet
好，美国的一南一北，我觉得最有特色的口音讲完以后，哦，最后你应该还来讲讲纽约口音。 You spent a lot of time in New York.
Yeah, 纽约的 it's kind of like the Boston accent in a way that they don't really say the R's as much. But I don't know, New Yorkers are just kind of like, "Hey, what are you doing there?"
对。So
instead of there, it's like there. So it's kind of similar there, and a lot of words become. Nasalized.
比如, 你前面说的那, what are you doing? 纽约人就不会说 doing.
Yeah, well, they won't say the G also. They won't say doing. They say doing.
Doing.
What are you doing?
Don't forget the biggest one, though. Or I should say the hugest one.
Huge.
The huge.
It's huge.
Huge. It's got to be a yuh sound,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sometimes.
So it could be like a sense of humor.
这我觉得是很Jewish,是不是? Like
Italian as well. Like New York is basically Jewish and Italian. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, from linguistically speaking.
Yeah.
好,既然到美国东北部,那我们就再挪一挪到加拿大好了, across the border. 讲讲加拿大的英文，加拿大的口音。其实我觉得，对我们一般的中国朋友来说，美国和加拿大的口音是很像的，就你听没有什么remarkable difference。但我到了加拿大，慢慢听了以后，会发现有一些不同。很多美国人会。 可能笑加拿大人，就是说他们讲话后面都会加一个a，是吗？
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, and I'm sure they laugh about us too, don't you?
Well, sometimes you know. It's, no, I mean the thing about young people here is they don't really say a. Like my parents' generation says a after every sentence.
比如,
how's it going, eh?
Weather's nice, eh?
Weather's nice today, eh? Yeah, but I mean, we still say it as younger people. The most quintessential part of the Canadian accent is. O-U house. About the house. It's very like close to the front of your mouth. It's almost like you're making an like an eh sound first. Whereas Americans are always making that ah sound first. Ow.
Yeah, there's kind of ow. Yeah, that's true.
比如 about, 我们就会说
about.
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 What are you talking about?
About.
对，但很多加拿大人会说 about.
就像一个船
It sounds to me like they're talking about a boat
Or like a boot.
Well, that's the thing. Americans always say a boot. Like, oh, I'm Canadian. What are you talking about? Like, it's not a boot. A boot is something that you wear on your feet. A boat is something that goes on the water. We say about. Make a sound first. Out. Out.
About.
Out.
About.
A boat.
Out. Like,
house.
Egg.
House, 你怎么说?
House.
House. House. hose.
One of you said hose and one of you said
没有，但我也觉得加拿大特别，我听一些 local radio、mm-hmm. 当地的电台，他们好多那个主持人或者记者就是让我就觉得加拿大那种口音特别重、
yeah.
然后我也就说不出来有什么不同，但是就听起来比较像农民的口音。
嗯、
well, I'm not sure how Canadian farmers talk, but
like
it just
that,
sounds、
yeah. like that.
就可能 Saskatchewan 的人什么、mm. 这样讲。
Yeah, it's a bit like it's definitely like it's also kind of an up and down thing, eh? We just kind of we go up and then we go down.
We go
up,
down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, either way, you know, I mean, I think, you know, whether you're in Canada or America or, you know, like in China, everywhere you go has little differences with accents.
Mm.
Yeah. So like in America, you might have like overall the, you know, the southern accent might take up all of the South. But even in different parts of the South, some things are said slightly differently. Funny thing is like, you know, so I'm from D.C., which is like in the middle on the East Coast. So.When I first went to New York, they called me Southerners, but people south of me called me a Northerner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like, and I remember going to New York the first time and being called a Southerner, and I said, you take that back.
然后接下来就跟他说 don't mess with Texas.
That's right, don't mess with Texas.
好，那最后想问 Adam 和 Spencer 一下，你们有什么 tips 给大家 in terms of understanding different accents? I know it'sA huge topic, right? A huge question.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only tip I really have is just don't worry about it. Like, Spencer and I have fun kind of, you know, doing these impressions, imitating them. But most people you're going to meet are probably going to have a pretty neutral sounding accent.
Yeah, but they're still not going to sound as Beldrin as me.
another topic for another time.
没有没有，但我是也同意刚刚你讲的，就是我想想我身边遇到的外国人吧 ，English speakers， 基本上特别到他到国外以后，都是 they'll tone down their accent。
嗯，
然后当然，除非你说，比如我就到密西西比去读书啊什么，然后 everyone sound you know thick southern accent、嗯。In that case。我觉得你到那个环境里面，你每天听，每天听。第一，这个 immersion 浸泡就是你最好的一个老师。第二，前面说到的一些规律和规则，they follow patterns and rules， 对吧？就是 you know they draw out their vowels， 这样就慢慢你也会 figure out 这些东西。但最主要，我觉得还是先把标准的英语学好。
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, before you start working on your southern twang, definitely, definitely work on your proper English.
对，好，那今天呢，我们跟大家很快的讲了一些美国的口音和加拿大的口音。在下一期我们英语口音的节目当中呢，我们会到其他的一些英语国家啊，去看看，比如英国的口音、澳洲的口音、新西兰的口音，然后南非的口音等等等等。最后我们还会说说让人很困扰的印度口音。好，如果大家有兴趣。的话呢，就不要错过我们下次的节目。
那今天的节目我们跟大家说了很多美国口音，这里我有一个小问题，就是哪一种口音会拖长发音？哪一种口音会拖长发音？如果你仔细听我们节目的话，我相信你一定会答对的。你心里有答案吗？想看正确答案，只要到我们的微信公众号开言英语回复美国口音这个关键词就可以了，就是到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，回复美国口音。 Let's see if you got it right。
当然在开言英语你会学到是最标准最 standard 最常用的美式口音。在我们的会员课程里面呢，我们有很多主题丰富然后非常实用的英语对话的课程，然后都是由大家喜欢的今天听到主播还有我们其他的主播为大家编写和录制的。只有你接触到这样最原汁原味的语言和文化，才会学到真正用得到的英语。所以大家可以到我们的微信公众号去免费试用一下。OK, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.